Well, good morning. We're going to the holding in morning session that has been taken by the young men of the church. Thank you, Peter, for getting me. I've briefly worked on something for your attention to this morning. I found in the last chapter, the second book of Corinthians, the 2 Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 34. The last chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 14. Words I'm sure we've heard of so often, I might ask a question for it. What are the last words he even gave for Sunday morning? What are the last words you hear from David for Sunday morning? Well, it's found in this word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. What old paper my attention I was being curious for? It was just the last sentence in that verse. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Fellowship, the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you a question this morning. Why are you here this week? Why are you here this week? Anyone going to be released from doing this cooking this week? Or if you want a holiday this week? Or you want to be with other people this week? If you want to hear the word of God this week? One thing I've got to say for me, personally, is a time of fellowship. Their brethren. The fellowship with one another. You know, we meet on a Sunday, we do what we do. But only there's a half an hour of the morning service and then go home. Half an hour of the evening service and all go home. You don't really have time to talk to one another and leave your mates. My difference is really a shame. But we need to talk to one another. We need fellowship with one another. Fellowship. Lovely word, isn't it? The fellowship. I once heard the best definition of the word fellowship is everybody in the same boat. Fellowship. Everybody is in the same boat. If you see me lately, I'm sure you have. You see them growing in their boat. They all work together, don't they? Yes, one, some men growing. And then just looking around, looking at the scenery. No. We're all rowing together. But what your eyes upon the clock, you say, pull, pull, pull. They're all together, walking together. And when they finally win the race, this might get a mirror. They all get a mirror, don't they? They all partake, they all share, and they all share with the glory. Everybody is in the same boat. Don't you? It's a good definition of the word fellowship. Everybody, pulling together, sharing with one another, encouraging one another in the work of the Lord. An old hymn, I'm sure we often sing. Let's be the tide that lies, let's be the tide that lies, our hearts in Christian love. Last two lines, one word is this. We share our mutual woes. We share our mutual cares. And often, which overflows, that simplifies the cheer. That's fellowship, isn't it? Sharing with one another. We can be with one another. Not if they love the best of God. I've known this in Christian fellowship. The first church I began to attend it, when I became a Christian, the little company of people, the little fellowship, we call Bobby's Grove. Christian Fellowship. You know what was a good name for the church? Not Baptist, not Methodist, not Church of England. Christian Fellowship. My dear friend, I want to just share something of this sympathy or something of this fellowship that we have with one another. Coming alongside each other, encouraging one another. As you know, I spent some time now the open air mission. But sometimes when I go away for a mission for 2 or 3 days, I do that time time as in good times together. We all have the same aim. We might have different opinions of those doctrines. But working out in the speech, we'll go unaimed to share the gospel. We just want to show about three people of Nebuchadnezzar. Jack called Tim Thomas. Now, Tim Thomas, we've told and heard about the other Saturday. Tim Thomas is a man who often goes out on his own. He often goes out on his own. Now, that's difficult. When I first began growing up in Europe, I should go out of my own town on my own. I don't know if you depend on this, but it's difficult sometimes. You wake up in the morning, look in the window, look out the window, overcast, miserable. I don't want to go out this morning. Well, you know, I hear it great this morning. But when I do go out, you know, Lord, you're a great blessing. But we need to find it in a moment. Now, Jim Thomas said, you find it difficult to go out of his own, taking his board out, down to the local centre, being on his own. Not even though I was able to share with him what I feel is working up for me to go out on my own. We need to share with one another, encourage one another. Thomas. Yeah. Learn the land Andy Richardson. Now Andy got out and you got out in Birmingham area. He said that one day we were coming back from Oxford one morning. He took my hand and said, I've been having a rough time today. So I had one contact, I had one conversation, we don't want to waste the time. I said, look, Andy, sometimes you stop this. You go out, you get nothing. And that's when you go out, you'll give contact after contact. Well, that's how it goes. But you know, when we got out on the clock at that point, I got out after this. Before he could sit down, and he sat down just a little bit, before him, in 5 minutes, had a good conversation with a man who came up and sat next to him. What are you doing? What are they doing? They had a good opportunity to share. You know, he just couldn't wait to be finished. He had me there. I'm in contact. I had a conversation. It's been great. We've never been coming one another. Well, that's just true. For people on there in the open air, you couldn't encourage one another. It's a fellowship. You know, again, often I'll go out and punch him off once a year or into the infant in winter. And it's cold. We'll be sitting here before we go out, chatting and talking. All of a sudden, Andy says, come on, Dad, let's get going. Oh. On goes the overcoat. On goes the jumpers. On goes the woolly hats. On goes the socks. On goes the gloves. On goes the backpack, the way we talk to you, and out we go. Let's get out of there. Encourage one another. Not even that part of fellowship, isn't it? Encouraging one another. Come alongside of that. Come on. Let's get going. The fellowship. It's good to have fellowship. We need fellowship. What's wrong for a man in Nottingham last Friday? Not very quickly. Last Friday. He said, look, he's a Christian. I've become a Christian 2 or 3 weeks ago. He said, my experience here with churches, he said, is good. I've been to churches and it's been terrible. Well, you need to find a church. You need to find a fellowship. You need a fellowship. It's you. We all need fellowship. Might be fair this week that we come together this week. Let's try and encourage one another. Sit down and talk with one another. A chap which again we've got out in the open here, again it's Tim Thomas. He said, sometimes he said, all you had to do is sit down and listen. Just sit down and listen. That's all, you don't have to go in kind of lazy anyway. Just sit down and listen. Listen to their story. Listen to why they're in that position. The woman I met, Nottingham, about a year ago now, she's She said, you know, you should go to church. She took his back. Oh, you should go to church. And I stopped going. So, and after why? Because she said, I have a 25-year-old son. And he needs 24 hours of attention every day. So when he was born, we don't have the hour, a day to live. And a baby, we don't have the hour to live. She had to be spared, he grew up. So he needs 24 hours of attention every day. She said she went to church, but people told me that this son would adopt my son like this because of my sin. It was the thing that I've done. She said, well, I just left. I said, I couldn't go there. Was I able to encourage her? But that's not true. That's not what the Bible teaches. Diana said no. I shared with her the gospel. I shared with her that we have these burdens, we have these trials. I don't even talk to why all this happening. She doesn't say, no one's ever come to me like that before. No one's ever told me that before. Thank you, Jesus said, for talking to me. There's tears in their eyes. Thank you, Jesus said, for sharing this with me. Because I can't go to church. My father's church. My dear friends, she needed somebody. Just to come inside with her. And talk with her. Blessing. A fellowship. And finally, it's a fellowship of the Holy Ghost. My dear friend in Stapleford. He said to me, how he said, oh, love for being lived in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he walked this earth. I'd love to be with him and talk with him and share with him. But you might have to tell him. But John tells us, in John 14, Jesus said, I'm going to go away. But then if you don't comfort him, come to come alongside you, the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The fellowship, the Holy Spirit, you, my friends, this afternoon. There's some you can't talk through. Some of you can't see the heart of it. Oh, there are times, aren't there? I think we'll be served, I think we'll be done. But you can't share, even with our dearest and dearest. The tangle of the Lord. The tangle of the Holy Spirit. The Lord goes all about us. You know those things which you have said, Lord. Those things we've done wrong. Things we've gone back and done wrong. Things we've never said wrong. We can't share the one. We can't share it with one another. But God is only ours. God knows all about us. He can save us from unknown. My dear friends, that's wonder of fellowship. That's one thing I would like to share with you all. Just give me a trophy. Yes, we can laugh together. Yes, we can have good time together. We can come alongside one another. We can encourage one another. Even weep with one another. Oh, my dear friend, again, I have a friend back in Stapleford. He lost his wife. And often, by separate, arm around each other, just weeping together over his life. That's fellowship. That's fellowship we can have with one another. This oneness, this communion, this fellowship, pulling together for the sake of the gospel. I'll close now. I thank you for listening. May God bless that which I've been able to be share with you this morning. And this Sunday, we're going to rise us to close with the blessing of God the Father, and the Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me. May God bless you. Our God, our Father, we thank you this morning. You have not left us alone. We thank you, Father God, for one another. Thank you, Father God, again for this fellowship and this bond that we have with one another. Thank you, Father God, again for me. The Father, I pray the young and the old can get together. And share with one another how much God has done for us and to us. Share our burdens and share our cares. Lord God, we ask you again on this day, this week, to be a time of fellowship. That you might encourage one another. Why don't you draw one another? Come alongside one another. Oh Lord God, be with us on this day and these coming days. Oh Lord, be with us again this day as we go forward. all that we do and all that we say, and we know your hand upon us and your presence with us, our fellowship with one another. Thank you, Lord God, for all your goodness and all your mercy. Thank you, thank you, God, for this new day. Lord God, go with us, go with us. This day, my Father, I pray, we offer all this thing in the name of our Lord and our Saviour, and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.